I'm pretty lucky.
So I've got this weird laryngitis that has...
Has you attacked me. Right on the radio.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. Because it felt like I was, like, croaky and froggy and all that kind of stuff. No. So good. I'm glad.
We're going to need both of mics, or...?
Yeah, we are going to need both of them. Well, I don't know. Can we talk in a... It's probably easier with two.
Yeah.
Oh, do you smell pico?
What does he
smell?
You
might want that chair, actually.
Oh, right, right.
Come on, bud. There's not a whole lot of room in here.
I'm just smelling another dog.
Come on.
You want to go that way?
Come.
I'll go this way.
It's like, I like you. So it's just set, right? We can just talk.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I would...
We'll check the levels.
Yeah,
so
check
we
the levels,
be...
and as long as you're about the same,
okay.
That's really what I need.
Okay.
If you're looking at one person that's really big and the other person's really small, then
okay.
that makes it a little more difficult.
Okay, well, I tend to have a voice.
So
voice
if you just want to kind of talk into the mics, or yeah. you can actually, so you're not hunched
oh,
over.
There we go.
You can just bring it up a little bit.
Okay, there we go.
Right? That looks,
okay.
That looks
Does it
better.
Look like
so
we're
yeah,
about
we're,
the same?
We're talking about the same, I would say. My voice tends to be a little bit louder than others. See the green one? The green
yeah,
one.
The green one is yeah. you or the green one is me?
It's both of us.
Oh, okay.
It's so
so I think
so
I might be I might be louder than
louder.
You.
Okay. Great.
There we go.
Okay.
Can you talk a little more?
Okay, how does this sound? Is this working better?
All right. Yeah.
Looks like
yeah,
we're,
that's more
we're in
without
the
spikes.
Range.
Yeah, Marley, I hope I didn't put too many spikes in the story that I did.
You're,
so
you're good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No,
okay, great.
Spikes.
Spikes.
Yeah, no, that's actually just like the...
It's like the S's
the P's and the... Yeah, that's right.
If we... Pa.
Oh, is that the word? Floratives?
Floratives. I think, or the... I'm trying to remember my...
You were impressing me. I never heard that word before, so...
Those sounds that make the kind of popping...
Right. That make the spikes
pop.
Yep.
The pops.
Okay. All right, so what I'm going to do is I will just introduce this because Joni will just
right.
pop the thing. So, all right, well, welcome. And we have a new Garden Conversation person on today, somebody that has been gardening here for a long time. It's Courtney Culback. Morning, Courtney.
Good morning, Mardell.
So Courtney has been gardening here a long time and in a pretty unique situation, and this is what I wanted to talk about. A lot of people have talked about, oh, if I had somebody to garden with, it would make it a lot easier. And so Courtney is part of, do you call yourself the Sunshine Girls, or is that just what other people call you?
No, that is what we call ourselves.
The Sunshine Girls. And so so tell us, how did this start? How did it?
Well, it was kind of an interesting evolution, but I think when Renee bought the property that was Joe Jergelite's old property, mm-hmm. at the 1 mile mm-hmm. place, she started gardening, and it was such a big space mm-hmm. that she invited other people to garden.
She realized that it was nice to have help.
Yeah, it's a big space, mm-hmm. and it's a really sweet place to hang out. So it's mm-hmm. it's conducive to having lots of people there.
Mm-hmm.
And its location is very convenient for people coming and going. So her parents bought the property from her, and then Jim, her father, bought a tractor and really started making it so that it was workable. And people started gardening, and it was an outdoor garden. Everything was kind of just, there's rows.
You didn't have the hoop at that point.
We didn't have the hoop.
Okay.
And so it was a few years of gardening hoop.
Mm-hmm.
And then the idea of getting the grant mm-hmm. through the USDA came about, and the grant went through, and they were like, yes, of course we'll give you a grant. This is an amazing spot to have a hoop house.
To have a big one. That's one of the differences between a lot of places.
Yeah, it's big. It's mm-hmm. 24 by 68 feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's large.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, you have to have a big space for mm-hmm. that. And we had to work, we had to bring in some machines to help mm-hmm. us prepare the site and whatnot. But got the grant. It took about 2 weeks of a lot of head scratching and building a giant erector set, basically,
mm-hmm.
with
right.
horrible
yep.
instructions.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. we got it built, Mm-hmm. And it was four women at that time, and Jim and Candy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's evolved a lot.
You've had a few people come and go through the years.
Yeah, and which has been great, mm-hmm. as people need to come or go or their needs change. Renee and I have been in there
the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So do you have a structure? I mean, how do you do it so that the harvesting happens and that you don't feel like one person's getting more than the other? Or how does that work?
It's great. We're all pretty, we've all gotten into a groove. And if you have a crop that's really important to you, you say, I want to have this much of this.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I need to get out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of go through at the beginning of each year and say, hey, what's important to you? What do you feel like you need more of? What do you not care anything about? And this year, for the first time, we actually had a bed of carrots because we knew we didn't have enough carrots,
mm-hmm.
that we gave everyone a row.
Okay.
Here's your row.
You divided
it. And we marked them so you could pick them whenever you wanted. And
mm-hmm.
and it worked out really well because then nobody felt like, oh, I didn't get enough.
Mm-hmm. I know. I think my tendency with gardening with somebody would be like, oh, I'm taking too much. I'm not leaving enough.
We definitely have that problem. Mm-hmm. And at the end, we're like, wait,
nobody's taking it.
More, which is really great because everyone's very generous.
Mm-hmm.
And it really has not been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the biggest thing is having too much. And,
too much,
you know,
yeah.
we share a lot with other people, mm-hmm. which is really,
really
what,
nice to be able to do that.
It's
So what about weeding? How does it work as far as doing some of the tasks of weeding and trellising and staking and all that kind of stuff?
So we have a running job list. We keep it on a board and we have kind of our to-dos and we try to get together as a group once a week.
Oh, really?
Where we can have work days. We call them our work days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do a farm day or let's do a work day where we can get big pushes of things done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we're trying to build things or if we're doing a major planting or major harvesting, we try to do those bigger jobs together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we keep the running tab of like, you might have watering for an entire month. You're watering this particular thing. Or you're making sure that the fertilizing happens every Friday.
And so you have one person that says, okay, I'm going to do this so that the other people involved don't have to think about that or
right.
worry about
it. Right, and so they're doing the other thing, the other running items like weeding the certain beds. And it's just this running list and we run through it and you kind of know your duties.
Hmm.
And one of the really great things about working with a group is that if you need to leave town and you have a big garden, it's really difficult.
It is.
But if you have a group of people, they can suck it up and we have each other's backs in that way and it allows us to have more fluidity. And we have people with kids and people with young kids and people with older kids and you got to be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, to me, one of the best parts is that we can all be flexible and we can really support each other in that
way.
Yeah,
it is. It's a really wonderful thing that has happened and evolved. And and I'm always amazed at when I go to look at your hoop house of what grows in there, how much we grow serious quantities. We do. And it's awesome. I mean, and serious quantities of things that are kind of difficult to grow here. Tomatoes, and I've even seen muskmelons in hoop, and didn't I hear eggplants?
Yep, eggplants, artichokes.
We
did artichokes for a couple of years, but we let them go eventually because they are a perennial and they're
they take up space.
They take up a lot of space, and here they don't get very big.
No.
They're so good, but they don't get very big.
I grew them for a few years too, and then I got rid of them because they take up a lot of space.
But they're beautiful.
They are. They're a beautiful looking plant as well as if you like artichokes. I don't particularly, I mean, I'll eat them, but I think they're a waste of garden space personally.
It is. It's a lot of space for not a lot of product.
So how does that work? How do you guys decide what to plant and how much when there's a bunch of you making that decision?
Well, we kind of go through the list. Like I said,
in the spring.
Yeah, we go through and we just say, you know, who wants what? And we try to only grow things that everybody wants, or if there's things that people want particularly that nobody else would like, then we just grow a smaller amount of that. And it doesn't seem to be a problem. I mean, more than anything, sometimes people will be like, oh, I want this. And then we grow it and everyone realizes, no, I don't really want this, mm-hmm. which is fine because there's always other people that do.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's the thing about food is
you can usually get rid of it.
You can always get rid of it and make sure it goes somewhere.
And it must be kind of fun to have the space and somebody can try something and you can go, oh, that is not something I want. Or, oh, maybe I do kind of like this. Or how do you choose varieties? Is that something you do in the spring? You just get together and choose varieties? And
yeah, and we try to keep track of what has worked well mm-hmm. in the past. And we talk to all these other great resources mm-hmm. in town that we have and get ideas through that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely, hey, that was so great. Let's plant that again.
And of course, that doesn't mean that it's going to be great the next year because it all depends upon the weather and all of that kind of stuff. But that's gardening.
Yeah, so, that's the normal gardening thing.
And you mentioned one of the other things that I've really enjoyed the few times that I've been out there is that there's oftentimes kids. I mean, your kids grew up doing this, and that's a really wonderful gift to give your kids, I think.
Oh, yeah, it is. And you can see kind of the pattern of the kids because we've had kids that now are grown
mm-hmm.
and, you know, oh, I hate gardening. My mom makes me garden. And now they're gardening.
Really? They're out
and
there and they're
gardens.
Doing it.
Oh,
yeah. Cool.
And
they
appreciate it. So there's that normal ebb and flow of people becoming independent beings and mm-hmm. not wanting to do what their mm-hmm. parents do. But
Of course.
They seem to come back around.
Mm-hmm. Especially after they have good produce and those tomatoes and cucumbers that, you know, are not the same as the stores. So
yeah.
That's cool to see and hear that's happened. And because you've had quite a few kids there through the years.
We have had there's a whole little basketball team or something.
Or as my mother would say, a weeding team.
Yes, yes. Those teams seem to wane.
Yes. So through the years, you do have this special opportunity in the hoop. So what's your favorite crop? Do you have I like to ask people
I know.
This.
I tried to make a list, and I started with one thing. I wrote carrots.
Carrots.
And then I wrote flowers. And then I wrote beets. And I don't totally have a favorite thing, but probably carrots is the thing that I get most excited about as I see it starting to grow its beautiful green head. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. And they are our carrots. I think Alaska carrots are the best tasting carrots in the world.
They are. They're so amazing. And once you've had them from your garden, it's so difficult to buy mm-hmm. them in the store. Mm-hmm. Just the taste is completely different.
Mm-hmm. And do you save yours for the year? Like, do you have a place that you can store them then? And eat
yeah,
them for a
I
long
do.
Time?
It's not ideal, mm-hmm. but I'm figuring it out
mm-hmm.
over time. It's gotten easier and easier. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing is being able to grow enough.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
that's really yeah. where.
And do you grow those outside rather than in the hoop?
We've never even attempted to grow them in the
hoop. Well, it would be kind of a waste of indoor space.
And I don't think they need it that warm.
No, they don't.
I don't think they would do mm-hmm. that well.
Yeah.
I mean, what we try to do is if it's a questionable crop, whether it could be inside or outside, is we grow it inside and outside. Because
and
depending
then
on the year.
See what works.
Yeah, depending. Like every year is so different that we may. One year it's going to do well in the hoop house, and one year it's going to mm-hmm. do well outside. And if you only have it in one spot, you may not.
You
get
may
it
lose
good,
it.
Yeah, we
yeah.
may lose it completely.
So in our last few minutes here, everybody wants to hear about gardening disasters. It's interesting how we like to. I think it makes us feel like we're in good company when we all have garden disasters. So are there any that are particularly memorable for you guys?
Well, yeah, last year we had a couple that were a little bit heartbreaking. We lost almost 98% of our garlic crop, which
Ooh.
Was so sad. And I think that it was due to the cold and the wet.
Winter kill.
Yeah, it was winter kill mm-hmm. and we're going to do soft neck instead of
And plant them in the spring.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And we also tragically lost a lot, well, maybe half, a little more than half maybe, of our asparagus.
Ooh.
And asparagus is heartbreaking because it takes
a long time to yeah. So was that winter kill as well?
It was.
Wow, you got hit really hard there.
That spot is interesting because it is really warm, but it is the coldest spot on that mm-hmm. hillside.
Mm-hmm.
It has a cold. It's low, and mm-hmm. I think the cold just sinks into it.
Mm-hmm.
And even just around us, the other people around us have very different. I mean, you know, like. Very close to us. Mm-hmm. Have very
it's just that one little
it's
microclimate.
Just that yeah. One little microclimate.
Which probably is good when it's warm and it is a positive thing, but then it's a negative thing when it comes to the winter and the cold.
Yeah. And drainage.
Those are two sad things to lose, and that's why you're remembering them because you have to start all over with garden yeah. or with garlic yeah. seed or not seed garlic. Cloves and they're expensive.
They are.
once you lose them. So
plus it's just heartbreaking to not be able
to have them.
Yeah, we each got some, but it mm-hmm. was just
not
very,
your normal crop.
Yeah.
So all right. Well, thank you very much for coming and talking gardening. And I think it's great what you guys have done. And
mm-hmm.
And it's been fun to watch it through the years. A lot of times these things start up and then, you know, you have problems and people can't get along or, you know, all sorts of things happen. But you guys have shown that it can be done in a really positive way.
Yes, we okay. all enjoy it and we love having people come by. So okay. don't be
Great.
Shy.
Thanks. Thanks, Courtney.
Thank you.
All right.
Cool.
Look at that. I made this whole big, like, thing of lists. I never once looked at
no,
it.
No, but it's helpful
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, I needed to yeah, do it just for my helped, brain.
Yeah, I know. And that's why, that's what I always tell people. It's just sitting around having yeah. a conversation. But yeah. I like to, it's really helpful to ask the questions before so that when you ask the question, you've given it some thought.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No,
so
don't draw a blank
yeah.
or whatever.
So, yeah, and always you can talk for twice as long
oh,
as
yeah.
the 15 minutes. I mean,
yeah.
you could have gone on for much longer, but so... So thanks.
Perfect.
That's going to come on in January.
Great.
Probably January 20th, something like that. We're going to, both Melissa and I are going to be gone.
Oh,
so
perfect.
I'm trying to get some ahead. So
yeah, it's never a bad idea
to have some of them in the bag. Yeah. So, yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's awesome.